especially for me. Dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated
to the one I love.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated
to the one I love.
This is dedicated.
This is dedicated. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, we're seeking Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Two U.S. citizens are under exit bans by the Chinese government. Correspondent Anna Corrin reports from Hong Kong on what is known about one of them.
A Wells Fargo senior executive, her name is Chen Yu Mao, based in Atlanta, was barred from leaving China in recent weeks. During a briefing with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the spokesperson said that she was involved in a criminal case. They went on to say that she cannot leave the country for the time being.
The U.S. State Department confirms a second U.S. citizen not allowed to exit China is a U.S. Patent and Trademark Office employee. The pilot of a SkyWest passenger jet had to make a sharp turn to avoid an Air Force B-52 bomber flying into its path over North Dakota. Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve is following up.
A passenger recorded the pilot's announcement after Flight 3788 eventually landed.
Probably saw the airplane kind of sort of coming at us and slipped over and saw the airplane that was kind of coming on in.
The FAA and Air Force are now investigating. They'll need to go over radar information from the Air Force base, ideally access information on board the plane's black boxes.
The dangerous heat will continue to smother an area from the plains to the southeast, with temperatures ranging from 95 to 105 degrees. CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan tells us some of the accompanying humidity will come from a source that might surprise you.
Basically, over like the central Mississippi Valley region is where all of the corn crops are. So basically with these high temperatures, it makes the corn sweat. So all of the crops just sweat and perspirate just like us humans do. But that sweat or just the moisture coming out of the corn is going to evaporate and go into the atmosphere, which is going to increase the humidity.
The Trump administration has released FBI records on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. despite opposition from his family. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
In a statement, King's family, who had opposed their release, called their father's case a, quote, captivating public curiosity for decades, and asked those who view them to do so with empathy, restraint, and respect.
Actor and director Malcolm Jamal Warner, best known for his role as young Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show, is dead. He drowned during a family vacation in Costa Rica. His friend and collaborator, artist Kevin Powell, talked about
it. Someone who really cared about a lot of people. He was never someone who was, you know, into the celebrity of it. He knew who he was. Mm-hmm. He knew, you know, that he was America's son. He literally was America's son as the only male child on that historic show, The Cosby Show.
He was 54. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Macy's has summer deals so big, it's like Black Friday in July. Come in for unbeatable summer savings, like dazzling fine jewelry, now 40 to 75% off, and airy linen blazers from Tommy Hilfiger and more for over half off. Plus, get three-piece floral print comforter sets for just $21.99. These deals are too big to wait for November, so hurry in. Black Friday in July starts Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
It's a classic odor tale. You fried fish for dinner, cleaned up, but the smell is still in the house. And the neighbors are coming over for game night. They're on their way. And then you spray Febreze Air Mist. Febreze Air starts working instantly to fight even your toughest odors, so you go from fish to fresh like that. Now all you have to worry about is Pam cheating at charades.
breed, happy Febreze. La 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 la.
A snazzy red and white bicycle now has a home at a National Historic Landmark.
I remember the Alamo.
The souped-up Schwinn Pee-wee Herman rode on his madcap multi-state adventure in the 1985 movie Pee-wee's Big Adventure will go on permanent display at the Alamo Visitor Center in San Antonio to mark the 40th anniversary of the release of the cult classic.
I see a bicycle.
Yes!
The bike was one of 14 used in the film's production. Paul Rubens, who played Pee-wee Herman, died of cancer 2 years ago. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The summer surge of COVID-19 is here, with data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention showing increases in at least 26 states and Washington, D.C. COVID-related emergency room visits for young kids are also the highest that they've been since March, according to the data. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 83 this afternoon. Tonight, 72. Tomorrow, sunny, hot, and humid. Our high, 95 with a heat index over 100. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny, 91 with thunderstorms. Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than applies to the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lives, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe me as much as I cherish you.
Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride?
Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together, you and I.
Oh, we can fly. Up and away, my beautiful
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Although I might be the laughing loud.
girl, seeming like I'm having fun. Although she may be cute, she's just a substitute, because you're the permanent one. So take a good look at my face. Oh, you see my smile. Closer and it's easy to trace all the tracks of my tears.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
Fly. Walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should walking in these spooky old woods alone. Oh, what big eyes you have.
my sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone.
And Billy would take me walking out through the backyard. We go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. Without you.
the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
CBS News Brief. Heat alerts are up. Feels like temps in Kansas City, St. Louis, Memphis will all soar to 105 to 110 degrees. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
The heat and humidity gives you the dangerous heat index we will see today and really through the end of the week.
A former Louisville police officer sentenced to almost 3 years in prison in Breonna Taylor's death. CBS's Nicole Valdez.
Two other Louisville police officers that were not ones that responded to the incident are still waiting for their day in court. They're accused of falsifying records that led to the search warrant for Breonna Taylor's apartment.
A federal judge asked pointed questions of a Justice Department lawyer at a hearing on the Trump administration's bid to strip billions in funding from Harvard. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
We know that there have been talks going on behind the scenes and that this hearing, this potential ruling from the judge, both sides are hoping that it will give them leverage to reach a settlement here.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.